Lovely ladies, it's LaShonda Henry here, creator of Sister Sense, the place where I help you make sense of making money online. And today you are officially inside my Jumpstart Your Business session. We're actually going to be talking about the one question you need to ask yourself before summer ends. Now, right now I'm actually doing this particular call in lovely sunny Florida. I tell my son, you know, you've got to work hard, but you got to play hard too. So we're enjoying our end of summer family vacation. Lots of good stuff, Universal Studios, the resort, Disney Quest, just kind of having a great time. But of course, you know, outside of being with my family and connecting with those friends that I haven't seen in years, I always have to connect and catch up with you guys. Just so that you know, I'm always there and I've always got information for you. Just want to make sure that I'm checking in and helping you stay on top of your to-dos as a fellow web entrepreneur. So, the summer is known for a lot of things, right? One, the heat. Oh my God, the summer has been super hot. The heat, the vacations, but something else that you may not even think about, but you know, some kids think about, even young people, depending upon where you are in your life, is school. Some people go back to summer school so that they can really catch up and improve, take advantage of the summertime, use it as an opportunity to master those things that they were supposed to be working on, and maybe for one reason or another, things didn't quite work out right. Master those skills during the summertime. So outside of the heat and the vacations, summer school is also something that summer is known for as well. Now, class is in session because today we're going to talk about some things that you should have been working on or maybe need to catch up on, especially right now. See, right now we're at a very pivotal point in summer. There are less than 6 weeks left, and you certainly want to make sure that you're maxing out this time for you to catch up and master all the things that you can do to improve your business. So let's talk about what that would look like. Now, in a couple of weeks, we leave the summertime and we enter what I like to call back to business mode. The kids go back to school and we go back to business. Everybody is in work mode, full steam ahead, and all the people, your potential customers and clients, are ready to take advantage of your products, your services, your best offers, and that's going to help improve their lives, and that's going to help maintain, sustain, help you thrive and strive in your business, right? So back to business, it's definitely an important time of year, which is why the question that you've got to ask yourself before the summer is over at this pivotal point is, are you ready for the back to business rush? And that is super important because once end of August ends and we get to end of August and we hit September, October, everybody is purchasing new products, they're looking to advance their lives, improve their businesses, they're going to conferences, they're taking advantage of so many things. Conferences, by the way, I have to say, is a big thing. I always have my back to business webinar conference at the end of September, early October. That's a big conference training season. So especially for my information entrepreneurs out there, you want to kind of get your ears perked up and listen to those pivotal points of the year when it's really a great time for you to create your events, information products, services, what have you, okay? So, again, are you ready for the back-to-business rush? If you're not, the great thing is that I've caught you just in time before summer actually ends. So you've got a couple of weeks to prepare and work on what you need to work on to move forward. So today, like I said, class is in session. We're going to have like a quasi-clarity call so I can ask you some questions to help you figure out what you need to focus on next, okay? Now, when it comes to your new back-to-business goals, I often want to ask you questions, like I said, that are reflective, that help you get clear about what it is that you want to do. For most people, I'm assuming you want three things, and these three things are in my agenda. It's called my true objective. Three things that most entrepreneurs should want to do on some level, really need to do. These are the true objective, the essential of what you're online to do. Build your list, attract new customers, keep your existing customers happy. My true objective really has been the backbone to everything that I do online, you know, whether it's strategically using something like my blog or if it's taking advantage of social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, or if it's hosting a webinar conference, whatever it's the case may be.
I always stick to the Sixth Sense True objective, which is to build my list, to attract new customers, and to keep my existing customers happy so they come back and they bring their friend with them in
turn two. So with that being said, okay, again, when you're thinking about quality, the first thing you want to ask yourself are, what are my back to business goals? What are some things that I would like to accomplish as soon as the back to business, the back to business rush begins? So I've got a couple of client examples here, myself included, so I can give you some ideas of the kind of projects that people are looking to put together. And perhaps some of these may be ones that are in line with your vision that can help point you in the right direction. So one of my clients, her goal is to work towards new offers so that once back to business comes in, she's ready, she's got her new offers ready. And so what she's trying to do is to host her own new training program for her coaching series. So right now, her goal over the summer has really just to be in a space where she's getting clear about what kind of client she is trying to reach and how she's going to put together her group training program. She's actually in, her services are career-based, and there are a lot of different career counseling training programs that you could potentially put out there, right? But you don't want it just to be so general that it doesn't apply to one unique person. So with her in particular, again, the goal is to really get clear about who she's trying to reach and the specific offers that she's going to provide to them within her training platform. So next thing is summertime goal. I've got two clients in particular, and both of which have very different businesses, but the goal is the same. They want to be able to really full steam ahead, increase their list, and use an opt-in offer that's really going to help them optimize that and improve that. So one of my clients, she's got an amazing website. She's a doctor, and her website is thebeautyofcancer.com, Dr. Tanya. Cancer is not only her profession. She doesn't just help women who have been afflicted with cancer, but she's also a breast cancer survivor. And so the process is very, very personal to her. Now, in addition to sharing her story and helping her create her space, I designed the website, thebeautyofcancer.com. She's actually one of my clients in my Do Everything For You solution package. So right now, one of the things that we're working on is her ebook. I'm helping her lay it out and structure it so that she can have an informational ebook to provide to women who come to her website as part of the opt-in, the list building strategy on that particular space. So working on that ebook and designing it, putting the Sixth Sense design flair on it is something that I'm going to be doing for her as part of this Do Everything For You service that I have. Another one of my clients, she's actually in the process of, separate of working with me, but she's in the process of completing her own relationship book. She works specifically with women who are looking to find their Mr. Right. And so in the process of completing her book, this summer she's been strategically working with me to figure out different things that she can do to engage her audience and build her list. So, you know, some people think that they have to wait until they finish the book to start promoting it. That's actually not true. You want to start promoting as soon as possible so that you can get people excited about what you have coming in the long run. So in her case, again, we're taking the summer to work on her list building and figuring out what kind of strategies, whether it's a call or it's, you know, whether it's a particular opt-in offer, what can she do to really build that list for the back-to-business buzz that's coming up very soon. So again, you want to think about for yourself, are you in a space where you're trying to launch a new coaching program, you want to put together some sort of free report or ebook as an opt-in, or you're coming out with an actual physical book and you want to promote that? What are some things that you are looking to do with that back-to-business buzz just about to approach quickly around the corner? Now, one of my other clients, She is a service professional like myself, and she provides different types of services with respect to helping people do what we're talking about now, which is building their list. But what she's learned is, as a service professional, you get to a point where you go from, okay, I'm uber excited to get clients, to you're actually getting clients and you want your business to get better. So she wants to transition from training dollars for hours, trading hours for dollars, to having a space in which she has actual packages. And I know exactly what she's talking about, because as a service professional, back in the day, I used to have to do, you know, okay, well, come to me, let's do a 15, 20-minute consultation, then I'm going to put together a proposal for you, I'll give you a quota, the back and forth, see if you like it. Now I'm in a space where I simply do packages, and I create amazing packages and allow people to go and really see exactly what they need. So as opposed to being in a space where I'm trying to pitch them or convince them I'm what they need, I've strategically created the right packages so that they just go, oh my God, this is exactly what I need, because she's already got it laid out for me. I don't have to think about it, and I'm guiding them through the process as an authority. So we're actually in the process of this particular client helping her build her authority by creating packages that are right for her existing customer base. So there are so many different things that you can do, but you want to be conscious of at least one or two things you really want to have ready once the back-to-business rush is around the corner. Okay? So I've given you some examples as far as a couple of things that my clients were looking to do come fall, so that we were focused on working on these areas during the summertime. And like I said, it's less than 6 weeks left, right? So this is a good time for me to just kind of catch you and see where you are so we can figure out how ready you are for that back-to-business rush. Now, me, like I said, I'm always focused on that true objective, building my list, attracting new customers, and keeping my existing customers happy. And so one of the things that I wanted to do was be able to work with new web clients and also have an opportunity for me to engage new web women entrepreneurs who are not familiar with this event. So kind of getting new ladies into the fold, I'm always excited about that. It's just a great opportunity for me to work with amazing new people into my space, in addition to the wonderful women and men entrepreneurs that I work with all the time. So in order for me to achieve my back-to-business rush goals, I really needed to figure out, you know, how I was going to do that in the summertime. It's difficult to work with new clients when you've got a huge list of older clients that you're working on projects for. So one of the things that I did was I shut down preprofessionalwebsites.com, that's my web design services, so that I could complete as many of the existing projects that I was working on. I've got some small projects that I was able to complete. I've got bigger projects. One of my clients is a UK-based company, and we're working on, we've been ongoing over the course of the last couple of months this year, working on their newly launched for-your-home appliances. They sell different products for appliances, vacuums, all that great stuff. So I've been working with different projects for different clients, big and small, and really shutting down my web design services. A lot of people have been crying about it and emailing me, Lashonda, when are you going to open that back? But I knew that in order for me to have my calendar clear so that I could strategically work with new clients in the fall, I could not take on new clients during the summer. I had to shut the business and then be strategic about getting things done, finishing projects for others. Now, as a service professional, you know that you kind of have to balance working in the business for other people and working on the business so that you can improve it for yourself. So, of course, one of the things that I've been working on during the summer is my own new offers, my own new products and services. So being in a space where I closed myself off to this influx, because I'm always getting new people saying, Lashonda, can you work on my website? This kind of temporary closing that, in addition to really focusing on finishing projects for my existing clients, it gave me time to work on my own personal projects that helped me improve my business. One of the things I was able to do was launch my Defy Do Everything For You package this summer, which to me has been such an amazing experience. I've had the pleasure of working with four women and then I'm going to reopen it back, but I've got to just kind of open it and close it, open it and close it. And essentially, this is my digital content creation package that goes beyond web design. So I'm helping clients not only develop their websites, but work on their digital content, whether it be their list, their newsletter, information products, projects, what have you, everything and anything that is with respect to building their business online. And, you know, that can be a lot of different things for different people because, again, everybody's looking for something unique. So when they come to me, I'm able to say, okay, well, this is what I can do for you, which is basically everything. And then the first thing that we're going to do is strategize and figure out what everything means for you. So as I talked about before with Dr. Tanya, we've been working on different things. The first thing we did was we started with her social media, so making sure that all her branding was consistent throughout her Facebook, her YouTube, her LinkedIn. Just getting that consistent. And right now we're transitioning into her opt-in offer, so getting her opt-in, her side form correct, working on this new ebook, me designing the structure, the layout of the ebook. That's basically what we're working on now so that can be finished. Versus another one of my clients, the lovely Kim E., the creator of GirlfriendConnect.com. We're just about wrapping up her Defy project. I created the Girlfriend Connect magazine for her, so similar to Sister Sense. She now has her own brand magazine. We worked on her own directory so that her business owners can add their businesses onto her directory, as well as her membership website and content for her to sell on her space, digital content, so that people can sign up for the membership program, they can purchase her magazine, they can submit their businesses and their events to her directory, all of that inside of Defy. So I'm doing different things for my clients, but essentially, in order for me to really focus on a short list of clients, I had to, again, shut down the web design services and allow me to do that throughout the summer. One of my other objectives, and this is something that I had mentioned to you all at the beginning of the year, was I really wanted to focus on at least 15 to 20 women a quarter inside my Sisterhood Firestarter Circle, which was my mastermind group, just kind of working with a small group of women every single quarter, helping them get fired up and focused and really clear about what they need to do next in their business. I've had the pleasure of continuing that over the course of the summer. I did my Creating Awesome Mastermind, and I also did what I like to call my summer sessions. So several women signed up to get weekly summer sessions where we talked one-on-one about their business, and I gave you a couple of examples of some of my clients and what we've been talking about as far as what they want to have ready for the fall, right? So those are some of the amazing goals that I have for myself, and I'm gearing towards my final mastermind, which is the Back to Basics Mastermind, happening actually the last week of August for 6 weeks into September and early October, really covering the six essentials that you need to have down. Outside of creating content and awesome information and back to basics, we're talking about list building, client attraction. We're talking about the things that you need to know to really drive traffic to your business, what you need to know as far as the basics of sales. So really getting back to the essentials is what I'm doing in this six-week training. But again, I digress. Back to basics, that's actually over at SisterSense in my shop. You know, you can sign up and register for that upcoming six-week mastermind, or if you're listening and you missed it, well, hopefully you haven't missed it yet, but I always have the replay, so whether you miss it or not, you can always go back and watch the replays. But the point being, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to think about, well, what kind of offers, what goals do I want to be able to accomplish in the fall? And for me, these are the goals. These are the things that I wanted to make happen for myself, and these are some of the things that my clients wanted to happen for themselves, right? So as I mentioned for you, a couple of minutes ago, is there any synergy between some of these goals and your own personal goals? Can you come up with some things that you really want to see happen for yourself once the back-to-business rush begins? And what are you going to do about that? How are you going to prepare for that? How are you going to get ready? So let's talk about some things that I want you to ask yourself to really prepare, again, for the back-to-business rush. First and foremost, where are you now in the process? So you're listening to me now, and for the first time we're talking about, you know, what you should be doing before summer ends, but I'm sure some of this is just intuitive, and you've been working on these goals all along without me actually having this initial conversation with you. So where are you now in that process? Have you been able to get some of your products ready? Are you working on your own group training or opt-in or ebook? What are some things that you've been able to complete, okay? So that's one thing that I want you to think about for yourself. And what we're going to do is we're going to power pause. You can just pause the audio recording, reflect on some of the examples that I've given you thus far of what other people have been doing, some of my clients and myself, and think about where you are now in the process, what you have ready versus what you're still trying to work on and figure out, okay? So quick power pause. So we just had a quick power pause. Just kind of wanted to give you an opportunity to reflect on some of the goals that hopefully you've been thinking about or hopefully are now thinking about because we're having this conversation, some of your fall goals. And now I want to give you a series of questions to ask yourself so that you can really get on track and then figure out what you're going to do next, okay? Question number one. Who are you really trying to reach, okay? Now, this is a really important question, and it may sound simple enough, but it's so important to the process because you have to know who you're really trying to reach. And one, it's not everybody. You know, I tell people that all the time. If I say we are trying to reach them, and I want my product or service to be something that just about anybody, everybody can use. That's not the goal here. You've got to reach a particular audience. And you know what? Funny enough, and I'm just going to give you a sidebar comment to that. I was watching an infomercial this morning, and it was something called the Drain Wig, and a mompreneur, she created it. She's got 5 daughters, herself included, that makes 6 women, and with luscious long hair. And she says, look, my drain got clogged all the time. So I created this for myself because I wanted to figure out a way. I created the drain wig to figure out how it was going to fix the problem of our tub. You know, it's constantly getting drained with all this hair, 5 women plus myself, 6 women. I needed a solution. And all the other stuff, it just wasn't working. You know, the things that you stick down the drain and the chemicals that are so bad for your pipes that you put, she's like, none of that was working. So I came up with this solution. And now hundreds of thousands of women and men and people just around the world are using it. Now, point being, she didn't create the drain wig for the bachelor with super short hair that serves to no purpose. She created it for people like herself with super long hair or families with a bunch of people with long hair that just constantly gets caught down the drain, and they needed a solution to fix that very specific problem. So at the end of the day, you've got to ask yourself that first question. Again, it may sound simple enough, but if you are still in a space where you're struggling and you're not quite getting the kind of sales that you want, you're not clear. You're not as clear as you could be as far as who you are really trying to reach. And I'm telling you right now, that's something that my clients, we talk about and we go back to periodically, because the person who you think you're trying to reach, when you dig deeper into your offers, you may realize, wait, that's not really the person. Actually, one of my clients, she came to that realization herself. I just did my Browser to Buyers boot camp. I want to say it's 2 weeks now since I've been did the boot camp. Over at bootcamp.sysassistance.com, you can see the Browser to Buyers boot camp. And one of the activities that I gave them, I said, okay, we're going to do 4 activities, and once a week, you do each of these activities once a week, and you've got your own 30-day action plan of how you're going to do conversion marketing and convert browsers to buyers. So one of the things I said was I want you guys to work on just talking to individuals one-on-one, direct marketing, really getting a sense of who your client is, what they need, what they want, and how you can connect with them, how you can be proactive about that. So one of my implementers, my super fire starter, he said, LaShonda, I took your suggestion to heart. I did my first clarity session. As you said, you told me to go back to one particular individual. I got on the phone. We talked. We actually talked for about 40 minutes about what she needed. And I realized this is the kind of person that I should be working with. This is what she needs. These are the things that I can offer. And then we just started knocking out her sales page, really thinking about the things that she could say as far as the challenges for her particular target person, not target audience, but target person, and then how she was going to really help them provide solutions to their challenges within her offer. Okay? And she works with career professionals, specifically with social workers. So understanding who you are really trying to reach is an important question that you need to ask yourself, right? Not only ask yourself, but you need to answer.
Question number two.
Who is really in your circle? When I say that, I think about, one, your most direct circle, which is your list, right? So your email list, and then your extended circle, which is the people who read your blog, who follow you on Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Who is really in your circle? Now, who's in your circle is directly related to who you're really trying to reach. Let me tell you why this is important. If you are trying to create, or if you're currently trying to sell an offer, and that offer is for a particular target person, but she's not in your circle, that's probably why you're not getting the kind of sales that you should get. So you may go, I hear you, LaShonda, but I don't quite hear you. Okay, let me dig a little bit deeper. Let's go continue on this topic of career coaching. Let's say, for example, your email list and your social community. You are a career counselor, and you're helping people figure out how they can get their next best job, their next promotion. That's actually something that one of my clients is doing. But when you think about your email list or your social circle, most of the people that are in that circle are people who have jobs that they like, that are established in their business, that are connected to you because you may have similar interests or you're in the same industry, but they're not necessarily looking for a new position. That's not your target audience. So you're sending out emails about how you can help with resumes and interviews and all this great stuff, but the vast majority of people on your list may not need that. Right? So maybe they need something completely different, and you're not aware of it because you're focused on selling one thing, but your list does not reflect the kind of people who need that thing. So my list, I've got about four different types of people who gravitate towards my list. People who are fresh newpreneurs, they're just kind of starting out. People who are, I like to call, explorepreneurs, they don't really know what they want to do, they're just kind of exploring their options. I've got growpreneurs, and this is my, I've defined these. These are four different types of entrepreneurs that I have defined, by the way, because I know who comes to me. Growpreneurs, people who have a business and they're trying to grow and make it better. They're not in the explore phase. They're not new to startup. They've got, you know, at least a couple of months, if not a couple of years into the business. They're growing. They're trying to make it better. Then I've got GoPropreneurs, people who are trying to go from making it better to making it bigger. They want to expand their brand and figure out all the amazing things they can do online to do just that, to go pro. So I know there are four different types of people in my community. And when I put out offers, I know who I'm strategically trying to reach when I put out that particular offer. So again, number one, who are you really trying to reach? Number two, who is really in your circle? You know, who is really on your list? Who is really following you on Facebook and Twitter and all those other social media spaces and you think is Periscope? You know, who's connected with you? Because if those people, the vast majority of them, are not people who really, really, really need and want your products and services, you've got to think about refreshing your list. And or if you're not going to refresh your list, you've got to think about, if I'm attracting this kind of person, why am I attracting them? What exactly about me is interesting to them? And what are they looking for? Because maybe what they're looking for, I haven't quite put out yet, and I want to create an offer that's in line with their needs, right?
So again, Who are you trying to reach, and who is your circle really for?
Now, I'm getting back to basics, like I said with you guys. I want to be able to help you get clear and work through these questions. So I want you to make sure that you're a part of my upcoming mastermind, the Back to Basics 6-week mastermind, because in addition to having the opportunity for us to talk about traffic, list building, SEO, search engine optimization, sales, I want you to be able to get the first part of it all, which for me was my Sisterson Circle Building Your Visibility and Sales 4-week training. So I'm going to give you access to me live as well as the 4-week visibility and sales training so that you can really get a better sense of how you can get ready for a back-to-business rush, right? How you can help customers find you, how you can really close those sales. And these are, to me, the most important parts of this process. If people can't find you, they don't know what you have to offer. You're just stuck. You're just sitting there. So, again, back to business. That's the upcoming mastermind, my last mastermind for the year. And all of that information is over on sisterscents.com. In particular, you can go to the store, my e-shop, and see it there as well.
Now, question number 3, I want you to ask yourself, what
are your offers? So back to business comes, people are in work mode, they're ready to buy. What are your offers? What exactly are you selling? One of my clients, she said to me, Lashonda, I really have to thank you for that, that extra nudge, digital virtual nudge from a distance, because, you know, she's got, like I said, I've actually mentioned her before, one of my clients who is trying to transition from trading dollars to hours, I'm sorry, I keep saying it backwards, trading hours for dollars, to being in a space where she's got her own packages. She says, you know what, I've always thought about it, but I never really sat down and created packages where people come to me and I can direct them to the right offer, to the thing that they need most. So what actually are you trying to sell? Are you just in a space where you're
reaching out and you're doing social media, but you don't physically have products to sell right now, okay?
That's important. You know, in order for you to turn those thousands into buyers, you actually have to give them something, you know, you have to sell something. So what are your offers, number one? And offers for me are twofold, right? So you've got the paid offers that you actually generate profit from, but then you've got the free offers that just give people an opportunity to try before they buy you, right? So what are those free offers, those compelling killer opt-in offers that you have, that you're utilizing to get people excited about what you offer in the long run, the things that you sell overall. So if you don't have a combination of compelling free and paid offers, what's working for you? Because for me, those are just the essentials. At the very end of the day, you need to have compelling free offers and awesome paid offers that get people excited about browsing your website, subscribing, and then ultimately buying what you have. Okay? What are those offers?
You want to think about for yourself with respect to your business, how can customers find you? So if you're in a space where you know who you're trying to reach, you understand who's in your circle, you've got some offers, how can customers find you? That's question number 4. This is important. Like I said, in the mastermind, we're going to talk about search engine optimization, traffic, actions of the video, how to help customers find you. And this is important because at the end of the day, you want to know, and
I always bring up this example, you want to know that, you know, if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in your bed sleeping, somebody can find you, they can take a look at you, what you have, and they can purchase that, right? So you want to list out for yourself the different ways customers can find you. So what are you doing? Are you doing some type of advertising? Are you blogging? Are you utilizing one particular social platform? So, for example, one of the power ladies, the power experts in my circle, Charvette Mitchell, she's a fellow web designer like myself. She does awesome graphics. She's got an amazing show on Blog Talk Radio. Another go-getter that some of you may know, the wonderful Marie Forleo, she's got her Q&A Tuesdays, and every Tuesday she has a video that she strategically does on YouTube. She's got a huge following, thousands of women entrepreneurs on that space.
so people can find her on YouTube. They can find Charvette on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I am consistently doing my calls, my teleconference calls with you all. Right now you're listening to a Jumpstart Your Business call all day, every day. I've got my JYB replays over at jybreplays.com. What are you doing to help people find these, to consistently share information that they're looking for, so that when they Google, they come up and they go, oh, she's in the search. What does she have to offer? I want to try and or buy her best. What are you doing to help customers find you? How can they find you? Where are your customers? Question number five. Where are your customers? Your customers are everywhere. I mean, they're not going to be, you know, you don't necessarily have to dominate every single social platform. Your customers aren't everywhere, but they're somewhere in particular, right? So where, how can customers find you, and where are your customers? That's a very important question to ask yourself. So one of the examples I just gave you, one of my clients we've been working on over the summer, really getting a sense of who her customers really are, who she's really trying to reach, thinking about what offers she wants to provide them, getting specific. Yeah, it's not just career coaching, but specifically what kind of training, what kind of offerings is she trying to create, and also where her customers are. One of the things that she's been able to discover in the last couple of weeks is that a lot of her customers are on LinkedIn. And so we did an activity. I said, I don't want you to create anything. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to focus on building your list, building your community, really engaging your audience. She wrote this amazing post. I love it. She's truly a fire starter. If I say something, she implements, she makes it happen. You know, she went on LinkedIn, posted, and got over 100 people. Plus, you know, it's working its way up to 200 comments at this point, of just people commenting and engaging her on this particular post that she posted on LinkedIn, specifically for social workers. And I said, you know, this is what it's all about. You want to be able to see that organic growth. You have to engage people, because if people can't try you, they're not going to buy you. People are asking her questions. She's getting comments in her inbox. And she's seeing that kind of engagement that's helping her business and her list grow, right? And so we're working towards that, growing the visibility so that people can try. And so from that, you know, she said, okay, you know what, LaShonda, I have one of the things that we had done together is we worked on different types of things, often things that you can create. And so she had a free try often, and it was sitting there. She said after the engagement, people were going, they were signing up for the offer. She said, oh, my God, this is the first time people actually are signing up for the free offer. I'm excited. No one was doing that before. You've got to have that momentum. You've got to have that buzz. But for her, LinkedIn is a great space to connect with her audience, whether it be signing up to groups specific to her industry and or just creating these articles on LinkedIn posts. We're working towards her engaging and really getting a sense of how she's going to tap into that space and drive browsers from that space to her space on her website. So where are your customers? Where are they? Where do they frequent? Where do they hang out? That's a very important question to ask yourself, because that's going to allow you to engage them on a level that's really, really, really exciting and important in a way that's really going to help you make the most of your industry. There is this amazing woman entrepreneur, and I'm just kind of dropping all of these great ladies that you can take a look at, and you can see all the exciting things that they're doing. Her name is Hillary. Her last name is Rushford. I'm going to give it to you. I think it's Rushford. But she's got this awesome training on Instagram, because she has her following on Instagram. She actually does a lot of photography. She works with a lot of brands. And one of the things that she said, which was really interesting, was that blogging wasn't working for her. She couldn't sit down and write a whole blog. But she could blog, quote-unquote, on Instagram all day, every day, and put up these great photos of her. She's worked with lots of brands. She takes pictures of herself in different outfits. You know, she's a fellow blog fashionista, for those of you out there who do that. And she strategically used that space to build her list, to promote herself, and to generate an income from that. So she knows that her customers, her followers are on Instagram, right? Versus, you know, working with my current client here and talking specifically about her, you know, reaching out to people and finding her audience on LinkedIn. Hillary, she's got a great, huge following, thousands of people on Instagram. You got to know where your particular person, where your target person, you got to know where she is. And so that is a really important part of the process. And then last but not least, where's your O? I had talked to you guys about this on the Browsers to Buyers Bootcamp. And you can see the article that I wrote about it on SisterSense about where's your O. It's this activity that I do. It's kind of like my spin on Where's Waldo, where, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen Where's Waldo. It's this crazy thing, these books where there's this Waldo character, and you've got this scene full of all this stuff, people, places, activities, and it's just like information overload, like, to your eyes. And you've got to sift through all of this stuff to find the Waldo character. What is your O for me is equivalent to that, in that when you take a look at your website, it's kind of like this crazy space with all this stuff going on, and your customer has to go there, browse through that, and find your offers. So where are your offers strategically placed on your website? So instead of Browsers to Buyers, I actually said, you know, I've got different places. I've got places all over my website where I strategically placed offers. And I go through all of them. I think there are about 20 of them. And I go through all of them in the Browsers to Buyers Bootcamp. But the idea here is that you need to look a magnifying glass, be able to look at your website and see how many times you have offers, whether they're paid offers or free offers. And by the way, the sidebar isn't the only place you can put a free offer, just so you know. You've got to be able to strategically place your paid and free offers throughout your website so that your potential browsers have various touch points, different places they can go to and go, ooh, this is interesting. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't see that before. Different places that you can engage them and give them an opportunity to try and or buy something that you have to sell, okay? So to be ready for the back to business rush, you've got to ask yourself essential questions, 1 through 6, who are you really trying to reach? Who is really in your circle? What are your offers? What are your compelling offers, whether they be paid or free offers? How can your customers find you? Where are your customers? Where are your O's on your website? Those important questions lead us to the big question, the biggest one of them all, again, are you ready for the back-to-business rush? So important, because you've got to be ready. I'm telling you, there are certain times of the year that are just really great years. Certain times of the year that are really great times to sell. Back-to-business is one of them. It just keeps getting better as the months progress and you get into the holiday season because everybody's gift-giving and everybody's just kind of excited about spending. It keeps going to Black Friday. It keeps going to early January with the New Year's resolutions and rush. This is a great quarter, and you've got to be ready for it. So I do want to help you. I hope these clarity questions have, you know, like I said, the class is in session, right? They're giving you an opportunity just before the summer ends to think about the questions you need to be asking yourself. That's really just the beginning of this process, because what I want to do, like I said before, is I'm inviting you to join me inside my final mastermind for the year. And in this Back to Basics mastermind, we're going to cover 6 weeks of essentials as far as list building, client attraction, search engine optimization, all the essential things that you need to get back to the basics. Because some of you, I know that you want to create products, you want to have your own information entrepreneurship venture, but at the end of the day, you need to have the basics mastered in order for you to do that. So if you are listening to this at the very beginning, because we haven't quite started the mastermind yet, we've got a couple of weeks to go before we get started, what I'm giving you is two things. I'm giving you the opportunity to sign up at early registration, one, because you get $50 off with early registration. Two, I'm including my Back to Business, inside of my Back to Business, I'm including my 4-part series on how to improve your visibility and sales. So you get that inside of the mastermind as well. Now, just for those of you who are listening, you can actually just get that in and of itself. So if you want the 4-part series on how to improve your visibility and sales, you can get that
for a limited time for $27. I have been promoting this series for, I can't tell you how long. It's been a long time. And this is one of my best original series. It goes for $97. For now, I'm giving you that four-part series for $27. But you can get it as a bonus, which is a free bonus inside the upcoming mastermind if you sign up for the whole thing, okay? So I'm giving you two options. You can sign up just to get the four-part Sufficient Circle, How to Improve Your Visibility and Sales for a Limited Time. You can get that for $27 in and of itself. It's just a four-part audio series. It also includes my 30-minute session on a magnetic marketing, the Sufficient Way. Or you can get that whole four-part series plus magnetic marketing for free when you sign up for the upcoming Back to Basics 6-week Succession Mastermind, okay? So those are the two options that you have right now. I want to make sure that you are as ready as you possibly can be for the Back to Business rush. So before we get into Back to Business, we're going to start with Back to Basics, the essentials to list building, client attraction, traffic, and sales, okay? So meet me over on SisterSense so that I can give you more information about all this. You can actually go straight to the basics. SisterSense.com if you want to sign up for the mastermind group, and you'll see more information there as well about the four-part series. If you just want to get that, you just want to start there for the 27 or get everything inside of the mastermind, okay? So I hope this session has helped you in one way, shape, or form to really get clear. My sessions are all about clarity, really getting clear about what you need to do to prepare for the back-to-business rush. You are certainly welcome to email me comments and questions over at lhenry@sisterSense.com. More to come. Take care.
Bye.